How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I am your host, Matthew Morgan, and today we got a whole bunch of football stories to talk about, and potentially some politics at the end of the show, should we have time. Now, it's still back to the coaching carousel. The coaching carousel has been the big news as of late. There are a lot of teams who don't have coaches or fired their coaches. The Ravens got rid of John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh went to the Giants. That deal has been finalized. I don't know what the money looks like on that, but. So I think John Harbaugh is going to be a good coach for the Giants. I think Harbaugh is a good coach. I think both of the Harbaughs are good coaches, I guess. But so I think that's going to be good. I think John Harbaugh is the one who went to the. Yeah, I wanted to make sure. John Harbaugh is now the coach of the Giants, and then Jim Harbaugh coaches. I want to say the Chargers. The Chargers. Okay. But, I don't know my conferences very well. I'll be 100% honest with you. I'm not very versed as far as conferences go. I don't know who's in what conference, but I know that Jim, wanted John to go to, a team in the opposing conference. That way there could potentially be a Super Bowl between the two of them. I think that there's a long way to go before the Chargers, maybe not. The Chargers, I mean, I'm not big on Justin Herbert. I'd potentially get a new quarterback, and maybe another wide receiver. I don't think that they have a great offense, unfortunately. Their defense is okay, I think. Obviously the Giants have struggled. New York as a whole tends to struggle, football-wise. I guess the Giants at least have Super Bowls. The Bills don't have any Super Bowls. The Jets have one under, I think only the one under, Joe Namath. As quarterback. But I don't know. I think that, John Harbaugh would be good for the Giants. I was not big on Brian Daboll, so there's that. So I'm happy he's gone. Now Brian Daboll has gotten coaching jobs elsewhere. I don't know for what position. I do believe offensive coordinator is the job that he's been mainly looked at for. He hadn't done a lot at the Giants in his time there. He was only there for a couple seasons, though, I do believe. But so John Harbaugh is coaching the Giants. Good for him. Good for the Giants. If you're a Giants fan, I'd be excited. I was personally hoping John Harbaugh went to the Browns. If there was anybody who could make the Browns good, it'd be Harbaugh. So I'm interested to see what the Browns end up doing as far as that goes. I don't know why they got rid of Kevin Stefanski, though, to begin with. I mean, he was good. But anyways... The Bills have fired their head coach. So the Bills need a new head coach. Sean McDermott is gone. He's guaranteed going to get a head coaching job somewhere else. Sean McDermott is a very good coach. I'm surprised they got rid of him. I mean, I assume they got rid of him for the same reason that the Ravens got rid of John Harbaugh. You can't win in the playoffs, then there's no point to have a winning season in general, I guess. But the Bills have a wide-open head coach job search. They've interviewed all kinds of people. I can't think of all the names, but I wrote down two of them that I thought were the most interesting. Phillip Rivers, the former quarterback, he interviewed for the head coaching job. I would be surprised if they give it to Phillip Rivers. He's never coached at the collegiate level or the national football level. He does coach high school, but I there's a huge step between high school and college. Well, sorry, high school and football. High school and the NFL. High school football is big different. Is very different than collegiate football and the NFL. So, I don't know. Philip Rivers said that he said I will want to say as humbly as I can that I'm sure I could coach at this level. And I don't know. I mean, Philip Rivers just re-retired after coming back and playing for the Colts for, you know, to finish out the season after Daniel Jones got hurt. It would surprise me. I mean, it wouldn't necessarily surprise me if he got a coaching job, but I don't know about a head coaching job. I mean, you can maybe fast-track him to head coaching. They do that in basketball a lot. The NBA... If you're a really good player and you retire, you get fast-tracked to a coaching job a lot of the times, or you can be fast-tracked to a coaching job. So I think that's, I think that's probably a pretty good idea. I think fast-tracking players to a coaching job is good. I mean, they have, experience, obviously. They played the game. They know what they're doing, at least in their position. So at the very least, you can make them the quarterback's coach. Sorry, I know I'm bouncing around a bit here, but I recently learned that the Bears quarterback coach, the Bears quarterback coach, is, former Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett. I was surprised to hear that. I'm not opposed to JT Barrett, but, I thought it was interesting that he's the quarterback coach at the Bears now. Now, I will say he's been doing great, apparently, because Caleb Williams definitely took a step this year. Caleb Williams made some great plays. I mean, they lost the game against the Rams, but that was a great game. They beat the Packers because they had a good fourth quarter comeback, and I blame Jeff Hafley for that, and I blame Brandon McManus. So the Bears still suck. Don't get me wrong. The Bears still suck. But significantly less so. JT Barrett, this is his first year as the quarterback's coach for the Bears. And honestly, so long as if he can keep developing Caleb Williams, I don't know how much of the development was him and how much was previous quarterback coaches, but if he can keep up the development of Caleb Williams, it wouldn't surprise me if JT Barrett ended up with an actual, like, coaching job at some point. That wouldn't be surprising to me. I think that's interesting. I wonder if Cardale Jones would be interested in something like that. Well, I don't know who the Columbus Aviators are, but apparently, according to the Columbus Dispatch, Columbus Aviators hire former Ohio State quarterback Cardale Jones. Really? So... good news. I mean, I don't know if you guys care about the UFL at all, but apparently Columbus is getting a UFL team. That's pretty neat. They're going to be called the Columbus Aviators, and they're adding two other franchises, but we don't. Louisville Kings and Orlando Storm, for the sake of mentioning them. But you know, we live in Ohio. So that's going to be neat. Now there's going to be three new teams. Like I just said, but I don't know exactly how that's going to be, because I don't know how expansion drafts work, really. To my understanding, you get, like, safe players that you, like, you can lock in players so they can't be taken from your team, and only a certain number of players can be taken from a single team, and things like that. But I don't know exactly how the UFL would do it. I think that's how the NFL did it. That's interesting. I'll end up watching some UFL games this year, probably. And that's something. And that's exciting. But I guess back to the to the Bills here. Mike McDaniel, the former Dolphins head coach, also interviewed for the Bills head coaching job. Now, I know Mike McDaniels had also previously interviewed for the Browns coaching job. I think it'd be interesting to see Mike McDaniel come to the Browns. I won't lie to you. Now, I don't know, Mike McDaniel was good after they fired their GM. I don't know exactly what the GM would do as far as messing with the team, but I think there's probably something to the fact that he won more games than he lost after they fired the GM. Which is honestly why I'm surprised they fired Mike McDaniel to begin with. But they had better ideas, I guess. They wanted Jeff Hafley. And once again, I think I said it last week, goodbye and good riddance. You can have Jeff Hafley. He chokes in the fourth quarter, has since coaching at, I almost said Wisconsin, but it's actually Boston College, I'm pretty sure. So, keep him. But no, I think that Mike McDaniel would rather go to the Bills. I think the Bills is probably the most sought-after coaching job in the NFL right now, of the job that's open, at least. I mean, the Bills have been, you know, close to the Super Bowl every year. I think that a new head coach could probably get them there if they get the right head coach in there. But I don't know that McDaniel's the guy. I mean, McDaniel's has some crazy offense. Crazy offensive schemes sometimes, but I don't know. I think he'd be a good head. I think he'd be a good offensive coordinator. But I don't know that I would make the man a full-fledged head coach again. I'd give him some more time in the oven before all that. But I mean, there were some other coaches like that too. I mean, Nathaniel Hackett was great as the offensive coordinator at the Packers. But then, or maybe he was the defensive coordinator. I don't know. I don't remember. But Nathaniel Hackett, I'm a terrible fan. But Nathaniel Hackett ended up going to be the coach of the Broncos, and then he ended up doing so poorly as the coach of the Broncos that he got fired after his first year. And I think he's just back to being a coordinator at this point. So it happens. I mean, I think that Nathaniel Hackett would probably get a job somewhere else at some point, being a head coach, maybe. I don't know. He very roughly handled the Broncos. So, I don't know. I think that's interesting. But, speaking of the Ravens and John Harbaugh, like we were earlier, the Ravens hired Jesse Minter as their head coach. He was the defensive coordinator for the Chargers. Obviously, the Chargers had to have somewhat of a defense if they hired their defensive coordinator. By the way, I do feel the need to mention that when you leave, like when you get a new job as a coach, you have the opportunity, I guess, to take your coaching staff with you. So I think you can take your like head coach, offensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, that kind of thing. Or I said head coach, but offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. But the teams that you were coached for originally had, I do believe, have like rights to block it. The Ravens blocked a lot of the, because some of the people wanted to leave to coach with Harbaugh at the Giants, but the Ravens blocked it, so they couldn't. Which, I mean, fair enough, I guess, but I think it'd be, you know, good on the Ravens to just let him go with Harbaugh. But I don't think they want a whole new coaching staff. That wouldn't bode well for them. That'd be almost a rebuild without rebuilding players. But no, so Jesse Minter, I don't know. I think Harbaugh's a better coach, personally. But I have nothing against Jesse Minter. So I think that he'll end up being an all right head coach. But I think that, like I said, I'd rather have Harbaugh. So there's that. And we mentioned Jeff Hafley being hired as the Dolphins head coach. They hired the Packers. I think he was like president of player personnel. The Dolphins hired the Packers. Defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. And then they also are looking at another Packers coach. I can't remember who. Linebackers coach, I do believe. So, I think that would be not bad for Mr. Sullivan. I don't know why I can't think of his name. I think it's John Eric Sullivan. Anyways, I think that's pretty good for him. He already has, a camaraderie with those guys. He played with them worked with them, I guess, at the Packers. But like I said, Jeff Hafley has had He's had a lot of rough fourth quarters this year. He's had a lot of rough fourth quarters previous years. And apparently it was like that when he was at Boston College. So, goodbye and good riddance. Get me a defensive coordinator who can actually keep the players in shape all four quarters. That's what you want. Football is a four-quarter long game. I think that is it as far as the coaching carousel goes. But there were... I wanted to talk about the games last week. The Rams did beat the Bears, but like I said, it was a good game. 20-17. Caleb Williams had some great plays. Matt Stafford, 20-42. So, you know, a little rough. Also, Caleb Williams wasn't sacked at all. Apparently, Matt Stafford was sacked four times. So, Ben Johnson did a great job of rebuilding the line at the Bears. And I think Ben Johnson was a final. I don't remember who won Coach of the Year, but I know he was a finalist for Coach of the Year. And he would be the Bears head coach. I don't know if I already mentioned that. But no, so the Bears did lose, but they lost in overtime. And it was a good game. I didn't watch the game, but I'm glad the Bears lost. They can sit at home and watch the game with the Packers. And then I also, the Patriots beat the Texans, which I was disappointed in. I was hoping the Texans would win. I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter. I'm not big on the Texans, so rip. But now it's even better because the Bills lost to the Broncos, but the second play before the end of the game, Bo Nix fractured his ankle, so he is out for the rest of the season, had ankle surgery, and could you imagine, by the way, you are one game away from the Super Bowl, and you get hurt. Out for the rest of the year. Which I guess is the rest of the short year. But, Jarrett Stidham is getting the start for the Broncos. Now, a lot of people hate on Jarrett Stidham. I mean, the man's been a backup quarterback his entire life. Well, I can't say his entire life. I'm sure he played starter at some point, but... I mean, his entire NFL career. But personally, I'm not... I'm pretty... I don't mind him. He's all right. I'm pretty... ambivalent, is that the word? He was drafted to New England, but he didn't really get much playing time at New England. But you can, like, get on YouTube and watch every pass Jarrett Stidham has thrown. And a lot of them are accurate. So, I got faith in Jarrett Stidham. And, I don't know. I think Jarrett Stidham could do it. I mean, there's not a whole lot of film on him, so that's a benefit to him. It's hard to game plan for somebody who you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I assume Jarrett Stidham's got some film. I mean, you could go back to college film. They'll probably have to go back to watch college film because they don't have a lot of NFL film on him. I don't know. I think the Broncos could beat the Patriots. It wouldn't surprise me. But I don't know. I think that there is a fair chance that the Patriots are going to win, and I'll be very upset. So I think that the Super Bowl this year, I'll make a prediction as to who I think is going to be in the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a Patriots-Seahawks rematch in the Super Bowl. I guess it's really not a rematch anymore. I mean, it's been so long since the Marshawn Lynch Super Bowl where they threw the pick six at the goal line. But I think it's going to be a Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl, and I'm rooting for the Seahawks. And speaking of the Seahawks, by the way, they absolutely killed the 49ers. I watched that game. My mom's a 49ers fan, as is my aunt. And they were very unhappy, reasonably so. The 49ers lost 41-6. The Seahawks killed them. I mean, Kenneth Walker had 3 touchdowns. I do believe he had a receiving touchdown also. Rashid Shaheed had a couple big plays, literally 2 catches, I guess. But I don't know, I thought he got more than that. But he had a couple of catches. So, Kenneth Walker played well. And apparently he didn't get a receiving touchdown. I thought he did. But apparently not. So he had 3 touchdowns. I'm really high on Kenneth Walker. Have been forever. He's really quick, but he's got like a, I think they would refer to it as like a low center of gravity, so he can like hit people. You know, he's very sturdy. But somehow he's injury prone, I guess. But, so the 49ers got absolutely killed. There's that. I think that the Broncos, going back to that for just a second, I think Jarrett Stidham could do it. I just think that Jarrett Stidham would have to lock in. The Patriots do have one of the best defenses in the NFL. I'll give it to them. So do the Broncos. And should the Broncos get pressures on Drake May, and should Jarrett Stidham be able to handle the quarterback pressure, as well as just the pressure? I mean, he doesn't get starts very often, and especially not in the playoffs. So he's probably going to be shaking at the next game. And, the Rams are playing the Seahawks at the Seahawks. By the way, the Broncos game is at, Gillette Stadium. That'd be the home of the Packers, the Patriots Stadium. And, I can't think of the name of the, Seahawks Stadium, Lo-Fi Stadium, maybe. Anyways, I don't know. I was going to look it up real fast, but it's not worth it. But the Seahawks, I think, are going to beat the Rams. Like I said, I think that the Super Bowl is going to be Patriots versus Seahawks. And I'm rooting for the Seahawks. I like a lot of the Seahawks players. I like Kenneth Walker. I like Jackson Smith and Jigba. A lot of people around here like Jackson Smith and Jigba for obvious reasons. Came from the Ohio State University. The best receiver in the NFL this year, I believe. Almost broke Megatron's record, Calvin Johnson, for yards in a season. That's what you want. An Ohio State product. Ohio State does have some good wide receivers, but they tend to just not have anything else. I don't know who I really think is going to win the Super Bowl. Honestly, but I'm rooting for the Seahawks, like I said. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, I heard the other day about, can't remember what stadium it is, but one of the cities is building a new stadium. It's not going to be domed. It sets 32 feet down inside. You know, they've dug out 32 feet for it, like the Brown Stadium's going to be.
Yeah.
And they're putting natural turf on it.
Like?
And.
Like turf or like grass?
Yeah, it's grass. Yeah,
okay.
You know, it's going to be real grass. And I'd rather see it played on grass myself. And I think it's much better for the players, because too many.
I think it's the Bills you're referring to.
On the turf, or the AstroTurf.
Yeah, there have been complaints about the turf for a long time. As a matter of fact, the NFL, they're running a whole bunch of tests on a whole bunch of different kind of turf to basically determine which one is best for play quality. As there, like I said, yeah, there have been a lot of complaints about the turf over the years.
Yeah, well, there's no, you know, on your ankle or your knees or something like that, you know, there's no, you don't slide out like you can do on grass. And I just think, you know, all that makes it interesting. What stadium is it that I'm talking about, do you know?
I do believe it's the Bills Stadium. I can't think of it, Highmark maybe?
I can't think of the name of it. But
I know the Bills are getting a new stadium, though.
The Browns, they're not... They ain't gonna put natural turf in there, are they?
I don't think they've said yet. I mean, but they're also not projected to be done with that until I do believe it was 2029, so we got some time. This one's supposed to be completed in summer of this year. I looked it up. So it's a $2.2 billion stadium.
Is it going to be domed?
No. Open air.
Well, that's good.
And they're going to have a heated grass field. Heated grass field.
That's the stadium I listened to it on did too. And that stadium only is going to seat 60,000 people, I think they said.
Yep, 60,000.
And they said that the ticket prices are better if you only seat 60 than if you seat 100 or something like that. I don't know how exactly they sold that, but...
I mean, maybe it was something like... I mean, I don't know. I mean, I assume maintenance on 100,000 seats is probably a lot more than 60,000 seats. I mean, that's 40,000 less seats. But at the same time, I mean, you're fitting 40,000 less people, but I don't know how often you're getting, 100,000 people to a football game.
Well, college does quite a bit, but I don't think pros, get quite that. They play a lot more games in college, I think. Or not, I don't know.
I think they play, I want to say 12 or 13 games in college. But they also have a lot more bye weeks. I think the college season is just long, because they have a lot of bye weeks in college.
Yeah, well, that's good in a way, but lets players rest up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, that's probably good. Well, speaking of, they're gonna, the NFL was looking at adding an 18th game already, after just adding a 17th game.
Well, heck, nobody's going to go undefeated, are they?
No.
I mean,
I think that's a thing of the past.
I think it was 13 games.
Yeah, I think so.
If I remember right. But you're going to get so many games that nobody's ever going to go undefeated. And didn't Mahomes hurt himself?
Yeah, Mahomes got hurt, placed on IR.
How long's he been playing now?
I want to say probably 8 or 9 years. I don't think he's at 10 yet.
Yeah, but if I was him, if he gets hurt, he might be able to see how well, doing some therapy and stuff and on it. But you got enough money. Retire.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of players like that.
Broadcasting or something. I mean, don't continue to hurt your body like that.
Do you remember when Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins quarterback, got hit and he seized up on the ground and his muscles clenched and he got messed up.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Well, I mean, because there were some neurologists I think they actually just took parts in reports, but they gave quotes basically saying that the clenching of the muscles that he had, that's brain damage, actual brain damage.
Well, hopefully he's gonna retire.
Well, he's not retiring. He already said that. I mean, I get it, I guess. I mean, you dedicate your life to something for so long, and then you get a play for... I mean, he hasn't been in the NFL all that long. But, I mean, at some point, I mean, he's had concussion after concussion, and, I mean, last time he got hit, he seized up. I think, you might want to call it quit sooner rather than later.
Well, hopefully he'll change his mind.
That would probably be optimal.
I mean, that's a physical game, to be playing... that amount of years.
I wish he wore a guardian cap. I think a guardian cap would do him well.
You mean baseball?
No. It's you might have seen them. They have pads, it's a cloth pad thing that goes over the helmet. It's supposed to reduce head trauma further than just the helmet, but it's not required by the NFL. So there are some players who wear it. A lot of other players choose not to because they think it looks funny. But I mean, like, I don't understand. I mean, if your only problem with the Guardian cap is that it looks funny, like, I think I'd rather look funny than get brain damage, honestly.
Oh, heck yes. I mean, you know, so there's a lot of people with disabilities and stuff, you know, when they're walking and out doing things, they look funny too, but hey, you know, I don't give a crap what they think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, all I'm saying is if they're going to give me the opportunity to protect myself further, boy howdy, am I going to take the opportunity.
Right, yeah, I don't blame you there. Okay, well, I'll get off here, and you going to talk about local politics too, you said?
Yeah, there's a couple more things I wanted to talk about with the, well, actually, I wanted to talk a couple things about the college football, but then after that, yeah, it was going to be local politics.
Yeah, I watched that national championship game.
You know, I didn't realize it was the national championship game. I'm dumb. I thought that for some reason, I thought that was the semifinal. I thought there was another game to go. So I didn't watch it.
Well, I tell you what, Indiana was just awesome this year.
Oh, I know. I love Indiana's head coach. I mean, he's got so much, I don't know. I mean, I like to call it swagger, but it's really just, like, he's got a lot of ego.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
And he don't have the body movements and stuff like he's really, you know, doing something crazy. I think he's got a nice disposition about him.
Well, I mean, I don't remember the exact quote he gave, but I mean, it was like, I do believe it was after the season. He was talking about how the year prior Indiana was unranked, and this year they're the best team in college football. And he was talking about how all he does is win. And I like a coach who's got some confidence in himself.
Oh yeah. I mean, Ryan Day, I don't know how he can feel good about himself.
I don't think Ryan Day is all that confident, funnily enough. Because, like, every time he's got a, like, I went through one day on the show, every game he lost, and four of them are to Michigan. And he's only lost, I think, 9 games, if I remember correctly. And 4 of them are to Michigan.
Yeah, but all the games that he loses are Michigan and playoff games.
Yeah, they're big games. I don't think he really got the confidence. Because, like, he changes up the whole, like, game plan for the big games for some reason. Like, why would you change up what you've been doing all year that works just because you have a big game coming up? If anything, I'd lean more into what works than ever.
Yeah. You know, I think he just goes a little bit off on his game planning, and, like, he's kind of scared and worried about the other team too much.
Well, I think that's the problem when he plays Michigan. I mean, his game plan for Michigan just doesn't make a whole lot of sense most of the time. I mean, the Ohio State has one of the best passing offenses in the NCAA, and they run the ball all the time when they play against Michigan. Why? Michigan has the best defensive had the best defensive front in all of football a couple of years ago.
Well, I think when they won the national championship, they did.
Yeah. Well, real fast before you go, by the way, who you got in the Super Bowl this year? You got 4 teams left.
Okay, who are they?
You got the Broncos, the Patriots, the Rams, and the Seahawks.
Well, I think I'd rather see the Seahawks win it.
Yeah, that's who I'm rooting for, is the Seahawks. Either that or the Rams. The Rams have Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams used to play for the Packers. I think Devontae Adams deserves a Super Bowl ring.
You know, you was talking earlier about a coach, and he couldn't win the playoff games. The Bengals, a few years back, had a coach, and I think he was there for a long time. I can't think of his name. He was a black coach.
I know who you're talking about.
But he couldn't win a dang playoff game for nothing either. But I liked him as coach. He did good, but... You know, just...
You're talking about Hugh Jackson?
No, I can't remember what his name was.
I know Hugh Jackson was there a long time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I mean, there were a lot... I mean, that's a relatively new thing, though. I mean, usually if you get your team to the playoffs, you can stay a head coach as long as you want. But, I mean, for some reason, all of a sudden, John Harbaugh got fired by the Ravens. John Harbaugh is probably one of the best coaches in the NFL. Sean McDermott was fired by the Bills. The Bills have made it to the playoffs the last, I don't know, like 3-4 years. Like, it's an interesting time in football right now. I mean, even Mike Tomlin stepped down. Mike Tomlin's been the head coach of the Steelers for God knows how long.
Right. So, I remember the other coach, Chuck Knoll.
I don't remember Chuck Knoll.
Back when they was good in the 70s.
Well, I mean, Mike Tomlin, I mean, he's, I don't want to say the only coach because I don't know that for certain, but he's got, he's never had a losing season. He's always been 500 or above.
Well, that's cool. That's, how many Super Bowls does he have?
Let me look it up real fast. He has at least one, but I want to say two.
Yeah, I know he has at least one.
Yeah, two Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good coach. I miss Ben Roethlisberger. You know, it's just interesting watching people hang all over him and him making a big play.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's unfortunate that he went. Big Ben went downhill after the motorcycle accident. I mean, you know, it'll happen, I guess. But he was probably. I guess he was still one of the best, but he was like, you know, top three quarterbacks in the NFL up until that accident.
You know, and he didn't come from a big college.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he came. I don't know what college he came from, but he.
Yeah, it wasn't in Division One. You know, it was in the lower divisions.
He's from Lima. Did you know that?
Huh?
He's from Lima.
Well, probably someplace down around Lima then.
Now, my dad. Now I don't know how true the story is. I mean, I obviously he played at Miami University, by the way. So yeah, I mean that's. Here in Ohio, it's a smaller school. I mean, I think it is a D1 school, but I think it's a small D1 school. Like, you know, like the Bobcats are considered a D1 school, but I mean, compared to Ohio State, they might as well be D2.
Right. It'd be better for them to be D2. They could win championships better.
Yeah, they certainly could.
Okay. Well, I'll get off there, Matt.
Alrighty.
Later.
But, yeah, no, little story about, I mean, I don't know the validity, obviously, I wasn't around, but according to my dad, he played Ben Roethlisberger when he was in school. I mean, you know, Big Ben went to school in Lima, and my dad went to Harding and played football at Harding. So that's neat, if the story's true, of course. that'd be pretty cool. So yeah, I think that's neat. But, no, I wanted to talk about the college football, championship. I didn't, watch it because like I said, I'm dumb and didn't realize it was the last game of the season. I thought that there was another game left. I thought that was the semifinal. But Indiana did beat Miami. Great game. I watched the highlights at one point when I realized I had missed the game. Indiana was up by 10 up until halftime, and then after halftime, Miami came back and started going crazy. Put up 21 points in the second half. But didn't matter. Indiana came out on top. Total score, 21-27. Miami played well. You know, I'll give them credit where credit's due. They beat Ohio State. I was honestly hoping that Ohio State would lose to Miami, and then Miami would lose next round. Because that way you can't have Ohio State people saying that, oh, we lost to the, you know, we lost to the national champion. But I guess they weren't the national champion, but, you know, it's the same concept. But no, I mean, I think Indiana's great this year. I'm a big fan of their coach, like we were just talking about. But yeah. So, yeah, a couple more things here. Indiana's quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, won Heisman. You know, you'll have that. I still think, now again, not, I don't, you know, I think Julian Sand should have won it, personally. But I think Julian Sand should have won it because, I mean, Julian Sand was incredible this year. I mean, his completion percentage was crazy. I mean, he set a new college record for completion percentage. I would have given it to him, but they gave it to the Indiana quarterback, and they said that the that the basically the assumption was the winner of the Ohio State Indiana game would become the Heisman winner, and it seems that that was the case. Speaking of Mr. Mendoza, there he's entering the draft. He's overwhelmingly, this is according to ESPN, by the way, overwhelmingly favorite, to be number one pick this year's draft. I don't like taking quarterbacks, real early, I guess, but I'm also just weird. I don't know. A lot of the teams that draft quarterbacks don't have a good offensive line, so I don't see a reason why they're drafting a quarterback to begin with, because their offensive line isn't going to be able to protect that quarterback. So it just seems like a moot point to me to have a quarterback that can't play because there's no offensive line. But teams do it anyways. I guess it works out for some people. I mean, the Bears drafted Caleb Williams when they had no offensive line, and then Ben Johnson came in, fixed up that offensive line, and now look at the Bears. So, won the NFC North this year. So I think that's it. I mean, I don't know who has the number one pick this year. Real fast, I will find out. The Raiders have the number one pick this year. And the Raiders are expected to take Fernando Mendoza. He might. They might, I guess I mean. But, I don't know. I think the Raiders, I mean, I don't know. Geno Smith isn't great, I guess. I would want a better quarterback than Geno Smith, but I think you have bigger problems than Geno Smith. I mean, you don't really have anybody to throw the ball to. You had Jacoby Myers, but you got rid of Jacoby Myers. You have Brock Bowers, but Brock Bowers, he got hurt last year. I wouldn't say he's injury prone yet, but I'd keep an eye on that. I would focus on receivers before. I don't know. I guess you can do both. You can take the quarterback and then receivers. But I don't know. I think they got bigger fish to fry than the receivers. They could get an offensive line so Ashton Jean he can actually run the ball. There's a lot of things they could do. But we only have about 4 minutes here, so I guess I'll touch quickly on at least one of these stories, as far as local politics go. The auditor of Marion, Miranda McGinnis, has, I almost said retired, she has resigned. I don't know necessarily that that's a great look, seeing as we have to present a fiscal recovery plan to the city, the city has to present a fiscal recovery plan to the state auditor's office. I don't know where that's at this current point. I don't know. The mayor said that he has a list of people who he is considering for the job. He said he doesn't want to say any names yet. So we don't know who's on that list, but as of currently, the interim auditor is, once again, Martin Watts. Martin Watts was the deputy, he was deputy auditor, but he was the interim auditor also under, Robert Landon. He was Robert Landon's deputy auditor. To my understanding, he does not want the job based on the article I read. He's not interested. So, fair enough. It's a rough kind of job, it sounds like. But I also don't know that I can go along with this whole idea of now that Miranda's gone, we can get the city's finances back under control. Because Miranda came in. Now, I'm not saying Miranda was good at her job. I'm not saying she was bad at her job. I'm sure there could have been better. I'm sure there could have been worse. But at the same time, she came in and the office was already behind. They already had books that hadn't been balanced. And the work just kept piling up. So, I don't know that they're in any better a spot now. They might be in a worse spot, for all I know, than they were when Miranda came in. And so you're going to throw whoever it is that gets the job into an office that is already full of, issues. And just, I don't know. I just can't get behind the idea that this is going to fix it all. I just don't see it being likely. The city, they mentioned in the council meetings before how there was, like, communication problems. The auditor wouldn't talk to the treasurer wouldn't talk to the auditor, the administration wouldn't, the whole circle. Nobody talked to anybody. When you're part of something bigger, an organization such as a city government or a government in general, communication tends to be key. You gotta work together. I mean, you are an entity, one. Well, you can't be working as a separate group or entity inside of an entity. It doesn't bode well. Communication's key. Teamwork makes the dream work, as they say. Well, we got about, 50 seconds left. But, it took a lot longer talking about football than I thought. I thought I was going to get to... I only have 3 local stories, I guess, so, not that big of a thing. But, yeah. And there's also Jason Schauber entering the county commissioner race. The county commissioner's race, I think, is going to be interesting this year. Dr. Davis is not running to return to his seat, so it's an open seat. There are, I do believe, I want to say 4 people, because there were already 3 in it, and Jason got in, I do believe. So I want to say there were 4 people, at the very least 3, in the Republicans running for the race. There's that. But we got about 7 seconds left, so I appreciate everybody for listening. Have a nice night. Stay warm, stay safe, and goodbye.
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests and Talk.